Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Catch You on the Flip Slide. My name is Joe, and with me as always is...
Ashley.
Nice.
It's like and Peggy, but it's and Ashley.
And Peggy. We've done how many episodes of this show?
I just pulled up the Podbean dashboard so that we could figure out what our last episode was, so that we could continue because it's been so long. We have 45 episodes published.
And in all 45 of them, I still don't pull down the volume quick enough when it goes sliders. It just screams at people.
So of those 45 episodes, we have 2,200 total downloads.
That's crazy.
That means...
That's the exact same number of people who have watched Sliders on Peacock.
Yeah. That's nice. You know, it's a hand-in-hand kind of thing. And so I went through and some trivia on our numbers. Episode 2, which was actually our episode 4 because we had introductions, then into the slider first, blah, blah. So The Quinn and the Dead... Downloads of all time, 69.
Nice.
But our most downloaded episode, it looks like, this is where my ADHD is going full on, like, dada.
So,
Into the Sliderverse Part 1, which is our first actual show episode, had 89 downloads.
Nice.
That's the most. I
was pretty sure we were just doing this for us.
I know. I was like, who are all these people? I love it. Thank you.
Us and like two people on Reddit.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone has like multiple browsers. And so, Sweet Pea and Tucker, I appreciate you going and downloading each episode.
And then there's that other guy who I think hate listens.
Yeah, the one that writes us poetry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I don't think he's hate listening us. I think he just hates the later seasons.
Yeah.
And really wants to point it out to us.
Yeah. Yes. He's like, they might listen to me. No one else will, but they might listen to me.
There's very few people who understand what the show even is. Right? So if they're going to watch it, I'm going to tell them how I feel.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Bring it.
Yes.
And then the last bit of data that I have is, so Into the Sliderverse Part 1 was 89. Into the Sliderverse Part 2 had 57, so that means 32 people listened to the first episode and then went, absolutely not, I'm good.
I care to think about it like they went, you know what, I'm going to get back to this.
Yeah.
And they just haven't gotten back yet.
And maybe someday they will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they were like, this isn't about Spider-Man at all.
Right.
I read this title wrong. Who's Jerry O'Connell?
Jerry who? What? Yeah.
Every time someone asked me like, earlier, some people from work were like, hey, you want to go get a drink? And I was like, oh, I'm recording a podcast tonight. And they're like, oh, what's your podcast about? And I go, Sliders. They go, what?
Like the hamburgers? The little mini hamburgers?
I'm like, no, the TV show. And they go, what TV show?
Yeah, we have 45 episodes of a podcast dedicated to White Castle and tiny little burger sandwiches.
That would be a good podcast.
That would be after this. Yeah. So that way we can still keep
the slider. Yeah, the theme.
Yeah. Speaking of Spider-Verse, did you see, I sent it to you, so you did see it. One of the guests for our local Comic-Con this year is going to be the voice of Miles Morales.
I did see, because you sent it to me, which is super sick.
Awesome. I was like, that is fantastic. I'm excited for that.
Also, I just got an email yesterday from Comic-Con. So I'm doing stand-up like I do every year there, but I am also co-hosting the cosplay contest, and they were like, hey, are you interested in doing any of the other stuff? And I was like, I'll do anything you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Tight. Let me just go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. That'll be a fun time.
I love that. That's one thing I love about conventions. I love working them and going, like doing stuff for them so that I can, one, not pay for my pass.
Right.
I don't know the last time I paid to get into a Comic-Con or any convention. But it also is just, it's really cool to be around people that also are nerds that are into the same thing you're in that want to help out.
So. And also, if you're like running a panel or something.
Yep.
You're like head nerd.
Yep.
You're like, I'm the cool kid in this room.
I have the microphone, so you will all listen to everything I have to say.
I love that feeling.
Speaking of conventions, the Star Trek cruise is in 2 weeks.
Ooh, yes. Congrats.
That's super excited.
What's the new draw this year? Like last year was the play, and like what's the big thing you're looking forward to?
Well, we're going to Aruba and Curacao, which are like the scuba diving capitals of the world. So I'm really excited about that. We're diving in Aruba. But also, I'm getting the chance to work with John DeLancey again.
Sick.
Yeah. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
I just got back from a vacation. And we were talking about, not Aruba, but the Bahamas. And we were talking about...
One of those Beach Boys islands from that song.
Which... So my wife has to remote work the whole time we're on vacation. Mm-hmm. But she specifically has been pushing me to have a vacation for like 2 years. Uh-huh. So she's like, we could go to Hawaii. And I'm like, so I can what? Sit on the beach by myself? Like, that sounds dumb.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
No, I'm not. I don't like the beach that much. I don't like sand.
I don't like Soke Anakin.
It's coarse.
It gets everywhere.
But then she's like, well, what about we could go to Florida and you could visit an amusement park? I'm like, I'm going to go to Universal by myself? Get arrested?
Right.
It was just super weird.
Yeah, I'm going to be a man walking around a theme park on
Disney
my
World.
Own. Right. Walking around with your cotton candy and balloons.
So she's like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't want to do anything. I want to be at a bar with the Chive TV channel playing and just be left alone.
Yeah.
So she looked up where in the country has the most dive bars. Uh-huh. So we just got back from a week in Austin.
Yep.
And it was tight.
I actually really like Austin. I'll be there in April.
What part of Austin are you going to?
Austin.
Or just Austin. Yeah. I did not leave 6th Street.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the reason I'm going is for the eclipse.
Oh.
The path of totality crosses over Austin. So there's a bunch of strangers from the internet that I'm friends with.
Cool.
All the things my parents warned me about, I'm actually getting on a plane and flying to meet the people from the internet. so that we can all watch. It's because of a Star Trek podcast, The Greatest Generation. If any of you guys listen to that, I've mentioned it before. But there's a whole community of weirdos who love this podcast. And honestly, a lot of us don't even listen to the podcast anymore.
What?
Yeah, but we're still friends. So I'm meeting up with a bunch of people from the internet to watch the eclipse.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know there was an eclipse coming.
Yeah, April 8th.
It's probably because I just spend weeks in a bar in Austin.
They didn't mention it on the Chive TV channel.
No, it's just guys falling off of bikes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
You know what, though? I did hang out with a lot of unhomed people in Austin. That was fun.
Yes, yeah.
I had breakfast with the same guy 3 days in a row because my wife's working. So I'm looking for a place to get breakfast. He's like, hey, man, can you buy me breakfast? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Where's a good spot around here? He's like, I know a food truck. I'm like, all right.
Cool.
And then the next day he's in the same place. Like, you want to get breakfast? I was like, yeah, I do. The best, though, my favorite unhomed story from Austin. I was like the most popular person on 6th Street because I'm a smoker. And it's just a bunch of unhomed people that are like, hey, man, can I get a cigarette?
Yeah.
And I'm very generous with that. So they love me.
Yep.
I had like a crew. Like if anything went down, I had a back.
You had a posse.
But this one guy walks up to me and he's like, hey, man, can you buy me some fresh food? And I'm like, you have a big ass salad. He was holding like
that. Because your hand was like, I'm like, what is your hand doing right now?
He was holding this big salad with like chicken and walnuts and fruit. And I'm like, dude, you have a big salad like right there. He's like, I know, I found it over there. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't eaten all day. Yeah. Like, you have more food than me right now. And he's like, I just want some honey buns, man. Can you give me a honey bun? And I'm like, sure, I'll get you a honey bun.
To balance out the salad.
Yeah, to balance the fresh food.
Right.
He's like, this is a fresh honey. It's not even sealed. So I'm like, yeah, I'll get you a honey bun. He's like, can you get me 5? And I was like, what?
What?
Dude, I'm going this way. If you're here when I come back, I'll get you 1.
Yeah.
And I didn't see him again.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
You got someone else's honey bun dealer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, that's pretty much caught up to where I'm at.
Yeah, if we start going into anything else, personal lives, I'm going to start spiraling. My eye's going to start twitching.
Cool. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, then instead of that, let's talk about
this. I
did
quit my
episode.
Job this week. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, what?
No, I did.
No.
No, I did.
You're like, I did in my dreams. I wish.
No, I did.
You did?
Kind of. We'll talk about it. Anyways, let's get into this episode. Because this was, by the way, this is my new favorite episode.
This was an episode. It was certainly an episode.
Also, if I'm sniffing a lot, I've been not under the weather, but
cocaine.
Like. Cocaine? Yeah. I've been doing a lot of yayo. So don't mind me.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, so this episode was, first of all, so it's season 3, episode 19 is the episode we watched. Mm-hmm. And it's called The Breeder. Yeah. And as soon as I saw that, I just wrote, oh boy.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, I was like, man. We're in for a good one.
Yeah.
And they did not disappoint.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was good. When I say like it was an episode, when we were done with it, I just messaged you and I just put, wow.
Yeah.
Like, that's wow. Yeah.
Also, before we get going, so the show starts and the Universal logo pops up.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you've ever heard of the YouTube channel Corridor Digital.
Uh-uh.
They do like VFX stuff, a lot of it. And they also do like these educational breakdowns. And they did a video about what if the Universal logo was real mm-hmm. and like came up over the Earth in that rotation. Like, how, what would that do to the planet? Uh-huh. And it like completely rips the planet in half. It's so fun.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because like the weight
mm-hmm. of the gravitational pull of the mm-hmm. letters would like make mountains collapse and the oceans rise and like all kinds of shit.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyways,
we open up on Jungle Planet and there's this like face sucker jelly blob thing that gets Maggie.
They're running and there's just like, you could tell just stage crew guys right off camera, just throwing these big boogers at them.
That would be an awesome like stage crew job. Yeah. Where you're just, okay, so what you're going to do is you're just going to take these globs of globiness.
Yep. These dead jellyfish looking
things. Sounds like a Dungeons and Dragons thing. Globs of globiness. So I just watched Love and Monsters.
Oh, I love that movie.
So good. I'd seen really it once before, but that was one of our Taco Tuesday movie night picks. Mm-hmm. And we had watched it, and like the next day is when I was watching this for this. So I was just like, this is very Love and Monsters with the, you know, globs of globiness running after him and all of that.
Oh, could you imagine being one of the stage crew guys and you're just like, I'm going to pelt Jerry O'Connell right in the back of the head with this booger.
He's like, this fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't buy me 5 honey buns.
Yeah.
It is on. I'm going to like pelt him so hard
one
with this.
Honey bun
right.
and a big ass salad. Right.
Come on now.
What am I supposed to do with this?
All I could think is they should make croutons out of the honey bun. Like if you've got a salad and you want to, like, are you going to cut it up and just like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think he was just like, fuck this salad.
Right.
I ask people for fresh food because it sounds good.
Yeah.
And then they give it to me and I'm like, damn it, I want a McDonald's.
It's his like back burner food. He's just like, okay, well,
I have to dig into my salad.
This is his, if we're 30 and not married, like, then I'll eat the salad, but I really want the honey buns.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So anyway, so they like jump slide. They get out of this jungle pretty quickly.
Well, he gets hit in the face.
Yes, Maggie, it gets Maggie.
Maggie gets hit right in her face, and then it's just like pulsating on her face, and she's like,
"Oh, yep." That is a thing that happens.
They get it off just in time.
Oh, I think it got itself off.
Damn it. So, I did write ejaculated in Maggie's mouth. So, they get it there just in time to do the slide.
Mm-hmm.
This is. I could just be like momentary bias.
Mm-hmm.
This is the worst slide jump they've ever done.
Yeah. It's not great.
So sloppy and lazy. Yeah. Q completely misses his cue. Like he goes to jump into the slide hole and just hits the ground where the slide hole is like still rotating.
Yeah.
And then walks off camera.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
He was having a bad day. It's because people hit him really hard with the blobby things. Yes. And so he's just like pissed off. He's being a prima donna.
Yeah.
So they jump slide into this park and they say that they're going to wipe the coordinates off their timer. I was like, what?
You can do that?
Yeah. I mean, they haven't been back to any of the planets. So
Yeah. It seems unnecessary.
Right. But
especially because they don't know how dangerous those little jellyfish things are yet.
Maybe they're good for them.
Yeah.
They don't know that. I mean, they're not. Spoiler alert, they're not.
No, they try to ejaculate in your mouth.
Yeah, there is that. So, So, and Maggie is separated from them. And so she comes like tumbling out of the bushes, doing like this walk of shame out of the shrubbery off on the side.
And this jellyfish like, fucked me up.
Man. Well, and green goo is coming out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Like she's, it's not a good look, Maggie. Gotta say. I was like, what were you doing in that bush?
I wrote, oh no, Maggie's sick. Good.
I hate her. Army Barbie. Yeah. So that's that fun thing. But so it cuts to like the opening credits. Mm-hmm. And then we immediately come back and there's like a hazmat team coming.
Yeah. I don't know how they got there so fast, but they're there immediately.
Yeah.
And they freeze Maggie.
Yeah. They need to shut her systems down.
Yeah. And
I was like, okay.
They turn her blue. They completely freeze her. And I wrote, good.
Good. Just all around. Good. Something bad happened to Maggie? Awesome.
Good.
I love it. That's why it's my favorite episode. Fuck her.
And then after they freeze her, they pick her up to like walk her away.
Yeah.
And it's full on like light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Like, I know.
She's so flat.
They just like pick her up by the ankle and just like drag her like she's a 2x4.
It makes sense because she's frozen.
Yeah.
But it looks funny because she's like, whoa.
What's nice is they save all that money on stretchers and gurneys because they don't need them.
Yeah.
They just freeze you and you are your own gurney.
And then you become light as a feather, stiff as a Maggie.
Yes. Yep. So they take her to make a diagnosis and like this cryogenic freezing thing. So when they get to the hospital, they're bringing her body temperature back up to take her out of the cryogenic boredness of her. And the doctor is showing the slide buds some x-rays they took of her. And there is something in her tummy.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden her eyes open and she's got bug eyes.
Yeah, she's all Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Yeah, she opens her eyes and she's just like, ha.
I am Baxter Stockman.
She's like, I found a way. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm like, somebody call Jeff Goldblum. He'll know how to handle this. He's been there. So, but the slide buds are looking over the x-rays and Maggie busts loose. So
she does the one of the worst face morphs.
Yeah, I didn't love
very
that.
Very early Photoshop where it was just someone tugging with the cursor on different parts of the face.
Yeah. So I was like, someone used MS Paint and they're just like, exactly. Let's do this.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp. Yeah. You would think all the money that they saved not having stretchers for this episode, they could have used it on CGI and they did not.
No.
No.
But then, well, there's a couple parts that have really good, we'll get there. But yeah, she escapes through a vent, like an air vent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did she fit through that? That wasn't a big air vent. It was like an air vent like that.
Yeah, I know.
It was like a house air vent.
Yeah, she's.
And it's just busted in like she went, whoop.
Right. I don't, because she's a fly now and flies can get anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea. She's tiny.
Yeah.
So.
And also she escapes only for the group to find her like 2 seconds later.
Yeah, it was not a very good escape attempt.
No.
She got out. There was that. I will give her that.
She made it as far as the dumpster outside where she started throwing up.
Yeah, they find her throwing up in an alley and she doesn't remember the hospital. I'm like, you literally were just there.
Yeah, 2 seconds ago.
Like, yeah, just it's right there. You're leaning against the building
right now.
You have
the bracelet on still.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, they find her. She doesn't remember the hospital. So I laughed and I was like, oh, morning sickness. Cause she's,
oh, God.
Cause she is pregnant.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, the breeder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Given the name of the episode.
I thought Maggie would, but now I'm thinking it's the jellyfish. The original jellyfish is the breeder.
Right. Yep.
So then the group is standing outside of a cafe and all of a sudden the D squad.
Yeah.
It's literally
the D squad.
The D squad. Mm-hmm. Another great title or name for operation in the breeder. The D squad
and the breeder. I'm like, this is.
They go to take some woman away from the cafe.
Yeah.
And of course, Quinn and Remy are like, hey, don't touch her. Not knowing anything what's going on.
But it's a girl. So they're four.
Yeah. And so then it's like, hey, you don't intervene. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, they take Q and Maggie.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, Q and Wade.
Mm-hmm.
But Remy, they're like, you're too old. And Maggie, you're looking like you're going to throw up in my car. So we're not taking either of you.
Yeah.
Just a way to separate the group.
Yeah. Because, you know, for plot, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was like there was this beeping thing on her wrist. And so when they did that, that's when they came and took her. And the D squad were asking for her donor tag. Or asking for their donor tag for Q and them. And they said that they're leaving Remy because he is over 25.
So he doesn't need a donor tag.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the two.
But they didn't even look at Maggie. Maybe they were like, 25, right. You wish.
Was she there or had she snuck
off? No, she was right there. And the
was
whole
she?
Time,
okay.
She's holding her chest and she's like,
right.
They're like she's breathing and heaving the entire time, that whole scene.
Maybe they're like, no one wants her organs.
Yeah.
So
yuck.
Yeah.
This girl's giving off the ick.
Big time. And we don't know what it's for yet. But
also at this time, Jerry O'Connell and Wade have to be over 25.
Jerry, yes. The actors?
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
But this was back in the time when the 90210 cast was supposed to be teenagers
this
and they were 40.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did write Maggie just stands there panting and shivering. So they, yeah.
She.
Yeah.
She and gets so, wild this episode. She starts throwing out noises and looks. Some of the looks she gives in this episode. I was like, you know what? Maybe I don't like, or maybe I don't hate Maggie as much as I think.
Yeah, you're like a hater, and then you're like,
You know, there's something about a love-hate relationship that can be kind of hot sometimes.
Well, and speaking of love-hate relationship, if I was sharing a hotel room with Maggie, I would hate her.
Oh, yeah.
Because she gets to the hotel and immediately turns the heat up to 90.
Yes.
I was like, absolutely not. No way.
Step one, turn the heat up to 90.
Yeah.
Step two, tear Remy's clothes off and get this deed done.
Yeah.
She comes onto Remy so hard.
Yes, she does.
And Remy's like, girl, what are you doing? And she's like, come on. I just really need it. And I was like, God damn. She's kind of looking hot right now.
Good for him to like say no.
Oh, yeah. He pushed her off.
He did. He pushed her to
the floor, which is a little aggressive.
A little aggressive.
But then he pushed her to the floor and he goes, I love this part. He goes, girl, what the hell's gotten into you?
Yeah.
And she goes, bug eyes. Yeah. He's like, oh my God. I'll show you what got into me. Right. A squid.
A squid got into me. Yeah. So he's on the phone trying to track down where Q and Wade went.
Right.
And she's just like, hey, instead of that, how about we just do this instead?
Ignore our friends and let's fuck.
And then she like runs down the wall.
Well, no. So she lunges at, she sticks her fucking worm tongue out like she's going to alien Remy.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck? And then she lunges at him and he sidesteps and throws her out the window.
Uh-huh.
She somehow flies out the window, ends up on the building next door, clung to it like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then she flashes the bug eyes and jumps down.
Yeah. Superhero landing.
Yeah. Superhero landing and takes off. And he's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. Yeah. So that, but honestly, I mean, even with him just like, what the fuck was that? He was taking this very well.
Yeah.
Like I would have been curled into a ball in the corner, just like, what the hell is that?
And I would have been in bed.
Yeah. <You're>
like, she, <so. laughs> she wouldn't have gotten as far as the bug eye.
Right. Yeah. So she is feeling herself a lot. And
she's also feeling mannequins a lot. She's walking down the street just like, there's a mannequin with a dress.
Yeah.
She immediately goes for the tits.
She's like feeling up this mannequin and like looking around at people. Yes. Like, she's like, hey guys, doesn't this look hot? Don't you like it when I'm like rubbing on this mannequin?
Exactly. Lady, you look crazy.
Right.
And she's out there in like not a nightie, but like a sexy robe.
Yeah.
Like she's still dressed from the hotel. Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah, she's feeling that dress.
Yeah.
She liked that dress a lot.
She's feeling a lot. Yeah. And then Quinn and Wade wake up. They have their discs implanted. So they actually are going to be going away with a souvenir, it looks like, from this planet.
Right. Because they say it's permanent.
Yeah. It is an implant.
But then they have a totally throwaway line like 2 seconds later where they're like, we'll get rid of these on the next planet.
Yeah. They're like, I'm sure the next planet's going to have
We can't have the continuity of you guys always needing to have these things in your arm.
Yeah, yeah. And I like the line, and I thought the military draft was bad. Yeah. I was like, that's fun. Yeah.
A doctor comes up.
Yeah.
And the group is informed about the alien pregnancy.
Yes.
The symbiote.
Yeah.
The doctor basically just info dumps about Maggie's situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I think she was coming on to you, Rembrandt. Because she's looking to breed.
Yeah.
He's like, I thought she liked me.
Yeah. Gee, I thought she liked me. I wrote that down too. Seemed like she really did at that point in time.
Yeah, dude.
So, but they do the info dump about the donor program and all of that. And the doctor's saying that this could be valuable as a way to make organs to end the donor program.
Yeah, because her stuff was elevated and the symbiote is like cloning her kind of.
Yeah, it's imitating aspects of the host.
Yes.
So I was
we can use that.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, we better find the symbiote. And it's like, well, she could be anywhere. And they're like, well, she's looking for a man.
Yeah.
And so Q goes,
I know where to find her.
And no, Q goes, if you were looking for a man, where would you go? And Wade goes, a bar?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where they head. They go to the bar to try and find Maggie. And
Maggie is at a bar.
Yes.
And she is slutted out.
Yes.
She is.
Respectfully. Yeah.
She is working it in that dress that she was feeling up.
Hunting. Yeah, it's now on her. She's in the mannequin dress.
Except for the mannequin was probably like twice as small because she's like barely wearing that dress.
Yeah.
She is out there.
Yes.
And the first person she goes up to is the reoccurring, obviously gay bartender.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, I'll jump on you right now. She's like right. getting up in his face, and he's like, yeah, I don't think that's going to work. Yeah. And you're like, oh, you think?
And she's like, you're not what I need anyway. And I was like, oh, so it's that.
And he went, honey, you're not what I need. Right.
So, yeah, I always love that when it's just like, you're coming on to me. I'm going to say no. And then it's like, I didn't want you. I was just being nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, right. So it was I was just being mean.
So there's that. So she then finds up this other, she feels up this other sleazy guy.
She fills up a few of them.
Yeah, she does. But there's one in particular uh-huh. who's like got a laptop and he's working in the bar. He's at a night. Businessman.
Yeah, he's yes. very businessman.
Yes. And so she's just like, she decides he's not what she needs. And she goes to leave and he tries to stop her. So he like grabs her arm and is just like.
Well, and he's like, you didn't like my chest hair? He's like, right. Why don't I feel yours? And I didn't catch this the first time, but I caught it the second time.
Yeah.
He's going to grab her tit.
Oh.
Like he's full on. Uh-huh. Grab you by the arm, spin you around. Oh, you don't like my chest hair? Well, let's see how yours feels. Going to the tit.
Mm.
And so the first time I was like, damn, you didn't have to break his arm. And the second time I was like,
no, she did.
Yeah,
yes.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Absolutely, yes.
Squid Maggie.
Good. Yeah. He deserves that 100%.
We should totally call this episode Squid Games.
Squid Game? Yes.
Squid Triple X Games.
There's the, yes. Yes. That's good. I like okay. that. Okay.
So anyways. Breaks dude's arm. Mm-hmm. Wade shows up to investigate because yeah. it's now a crime scene because there's a guy mm-hmm. on a stretcher.
Right.
Damn it. That's where the budget went.
That's where the budget went. You know what? If it wasn't for this guy needing a stretcher for a broken arm, I mean, yeah. like, you it's can, not your leg, dude. You can walk.
You can walk, pussy. Right. He's like, how am I going to get all my business done with one arm?
You see on that laptop, I'm just going to have to use one arm.
Oh.
Yeah. So, they're talking to the bartender about the aftermath, and he kind of fills in what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So they figure out that the symbiont needs a warm environment.
Yeah, because she was complaining it was too cold. And he was yes. like, it was like 85.
Yeah, and so she's feeling up guys to... She's doing the back of the hand on their forehead situation, but like on their pecs instead. Yeah.
He's doing that doorknob trick if you're in a fire.
Right, yeah, yeah. She's just like... yeah.
Too cold.
Too cold. So she needs someone with a higher than normal body temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they cut to her hopping a wall at an apartment complex or hotel
mm-hmm.
and finding a hot tub.
Yeah. Because where do you find heat on a cold night?
Yeah. Where could you possibly find heat on a cold night right. in a city?
Yeah.
Inside?
Inside literally dummy? Any building. Yeah. Right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, they're going to go for a hot tub, though, apparently, because of course they are, because this is the sexy episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Maggie's like, well, here's a hot tub.
Yeah.
Even though I'm looking for warmth, I better get butt ass naked to right. get in this hot tub. It'd probably be warmer to wear the dress.
I'm going to take this oven mitt I'm wearing off and that's it.
Right.
Like, I'm just, yeah.
And then she slowly descends into the hot tub as the security guard's like, ma'am?
Right.
you have to have a pass? Do you have a key?
Right. Where do you think she has a key? Yeah, where would she have the key? Where does she have this key, security officer? I need to know. Yeah. So she goes under the water and security guard comes to like up to the side of the mm-hmm. thing to talk to mm-hmm. her and she pulls him in.
Yes.
So.
And I might have rewound that a couple times just to see how good of a job they did.
You just need to know this is how The Shape of Water started. Cool. Yeah.
So then we cut back to
the doctor and the slide buns.
Yep. And, Wade is like, they're talking about the security guard. They found the security guard.
Yeah.
And they're like, is he going to die? And it's like, yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And Wade's like, man, I used to look at sliding and all I would see is adventure.
Yeah.
But now it's like, all I see is death.
Yeah.
And Q goes fucking ballistic. Like, yeah. What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
Why? Because I created sliding?
Right.
Like, I did all these deaths?
Yeah.
Like, it's all on me? And you're like, whoa, dude.
Projecting much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone's got, oh, buddy, big feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in your feels, homie.
Yep. 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 Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. He said, you think he'd still be alive if not for me and the professor. It's all my fault. And she was just like, nothing, no.
No, I didn't say that at all.
Yeah.
And then, like always, the best slider, Remy jumps in and he's like, hey, can you stop worrying about your ego for a minute?
Yep.
And just shuts the whole shit down.
Yeah. He's just like, this is why you didn't get the implant, is because you're over 25 and you're the adult and yeah. you're acting like the adult yeah. and you're like, hey, teenagers, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Remy's like, we need to find her so she won't die. And then I have...
They start going over different places she could be. So they're like...
Hot water, steamy, and... No, hot, and then steamy, and men is yeah. what I wrote down.
Those are the things she's looking for. Yeah. Hot, steamy, men. Which makes sense, because she comes from... Or the jellyfish
yeah.
comes from a jungle planet.
Mm-hmm.
So looking for heat, steam, and dick.
Yes.
And Wade's like, I know where I would go.
Quinn says the beach.
Yeah.
Before that. And I was like, have you ever been to a beach in San Francisco? Yeah. There is nothing hot about it. Well, it is not warm there.
And then Wade's like, no, too public.
Yeah.
And she's like, ooh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
If I was trying to hook up with a guy,
yeah,
I'd go to the gym.
Right.
And so uh-huh. rips out the pages. We're looking for a gym. Sure enough, Maggie is walking into a gym.
Yeah.
Still in her club clothes.
Yes.
Looking even more like a hoe.
Right.
Because he had the gym. The host of the gym
uh-huh.
is wearing like tiny, tiny shorts mm-hmm. and a sports bra.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, you look conservative next to Maggie. You look like you're trying to talk this stripper out of her job.
Yeah. Yeah. But I love how Wade is just like, yeah, these are where you pick up men. You go to the bar. You go to the steam room at the health yeah, club. Yeah. Like, then why are you so hung up on Quinn? If you have all these methods to go and pick. She's just like, are you jealous?
You could just go to Lowe's and look like you don't know what you're doing.
Right. That works too. Yeah.
Yeah. So cut to Maggie at the gym. She walks in like she owns the place. And the guest host is like, hey, you need a pass or I can just give you a tour.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, just give me the tour. And they end up in the showers.
Yeah.
And she's like, people usually don't focus this much on the showers.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I know. Maggie goes full naked.
Yeah.
Fuck these clothes
right.
in front of this girl who's yeah. just giving her a tour.
Yeah.
And she's like, ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Ma'am. Well, and she asks, so what do you do? And she goes, reproduce.
Oh, yeah. What a line. Could you imagine if somebody said that to you in real life?
Yeah.
You'd be like, holy shit.
I'd be like, keep sweet. There are people like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true.
There's the tradwife movement. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she gets naked, gets in the shower, and ignores the host who's like, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to have to call security, ma'am.
Yeah.
She walks off like, oh, one of these nutsos again.
Yeah.
And then in the shadows, probably
she's like, I should really stop taking people into the bathrooms on the tour.
Why do they always want to focus on the bathroom?
Yeah.
But she goes to walk away, and then shadow tentacles grab her by the neck and pull her
yep.
and kill her for,
yeah,
because she was going to tattle.
For not, funsies.
Yeah. Because you're not breeding with her.
No. Yeah. It's not even for breeding. It's just, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So the slide buds get there to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Remy and Quinn go upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And Remy almost breaks his neck trying to check out this woman that is walking down the stairs.
And then Q is like, dang, this planet is toasted for these hot women. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And Remy's just like, hell yeah. And then all of a sudden the D squad shows up and they start to apprehend a guy like on a workout bike.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And they kind of like scurry off.
Yeah. And Remy is upset by this. Well, oh, first yeah, of all, yeah, I want I, the conversation yeah, before this.
Yes.
Was when Remy's just like, everyone here is so hot. Like, everyone yes. is so beautiful. And Quinn is just like, it's more time under the scalpel than the barbell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Remy's
meanwhile,
like,
they're at a gym.
I know.
How are you going to fucking discount the
right.
effort?
Do you, they're working. Yeah. So, and Remy's just like, you can inject most chicken with hormones. It doesn't make that thigh any less enjoyable. I was like, absolutely.
What a fucking line.
So good. So, and then the D squad does D squad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Remy is upset about them just pulling them yeah. off. And Quinn says that's just their custom. And Remy's like, I'm surprised at how quickly you can dismiss oppression as a custom.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh.
And I just glossed over that. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, he's got a point.
I didn't catch it until like two conversations yeah. later what that was going through. I was just like,
because it comes back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was just like, okay, they're oppressing people. Yeah, we've landed on planets where jellyfish are coming in people's mouths.
Right.
You're like, what are you talking about? Remember when we landed on like dictator planet?
Right.
A few of them?
Yeah.
That's oppression too.
Yeah.
Like I'm getting pretty used to it by now.
Yeah.
Then Wade finds Maggie, who's just riling around being hot.
Yeah.
She's just on like a balcony like, oh, mm-hmm. What? Where have I been? Oh, yeah. No. And Wade's like, are you okay? I'm here to help you. Maggie, you got to come back to the doctor. And Maggie's like, oh, please, just help me. And goes to like give her a hug or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she goes all crazy eyes with the bugs, the bug pupils. And it's like, you can't stop me.
Yeah, she goes like full We Are Legion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm surprised it's not You Can't Stop Us. You can't stop us.
Oh, yeah. This should be very, like a Venom situation.
Yeah, like 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are Venom. So after Maggie knocks out Wade, she goes, it comes to her going down into a sauna. And she walks into the sauna with just a towel. And there's a guy in there and he's like, hey, this isn't a co-ed sauna, but you are looking real sexy eyes. So I guess I wouldn't be too mad. Uh-huh. And she's like, you feel warm to the touch. Right.
She's like, you're so hot. And he's like, you too.
And she's like, no, literally.
Right.
Your body temperature is above what it normally would be.
And this is what kills me is that a woman walks into a sauna, clearly looks like there is something not right about her. There's something off about her.
I mean, she looked like she was mostly all right.
You're like, mostly.
I mean, she might have looked a little crazy, but that's hard.
Yeah,
well, that's hard to decipher.
Well, and that's exactly my point, is that he still hits on her. Like
she's walking up to him like a fembot,
right?
Just all glassy eyed.
She could have been full fly eye, and he doesn't care because he's not looking at her eyes, so he wouldn't have even noticed.
Nope, he was looking at something that got bolted on.
Right. He's like,
whoa.
And it was to his detriment because she ends up taking him on and
she goes up to him like, now we're going to start hooking up, and then worms him in the mouth.
Yes, she does.
In the grossest, like the worm coming out of her mouth is gross.
Yeah.
It being attached to another person's face as they both like struggle and it's just like in the middle is fucking gross.
Yeah. And he was still into it.
Yeah, he was still hard.
He was like, yeah, this is fine.
Why are you killing me? Oh, a little lower.
It's still not the worst thing.
You're like, God, what else could that worm do?
Right. what that worm mouth do? And what I thought was funny is when you saw the worm coming out of her mouth, you could see that it's smaller.
Oh, because it's on her tongue?
And you could see her like adjusting her jaw to get it to come out.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's funny.
It literally is probably just like a puppet
that
they put on her tongue.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Like a finger puppet, but it just fits over her tongue.
Okay, now just stick your tongue out. Right.
That's awesome.
There's some puppeteer off stage, like move the little pinchers.
So
funny. But I wrote in huge letters, worms into man's mouth.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Yes.
And then we cut to Q and Remy, and they're out on the street. They're talking about what they're going to do next. And Wade walks out. And she's like, oh my God, my head hurts. Completely knocked out. I'm useless. And they're like, oh, you're not useless. Oh, and this was also, Q and Remy were having another oppression conversation.
Yes.
That I just glossed over. I didn't catch it that time either.
Remy was saying that they're different. They just grew up in different worlds.
Yeah. Which is funny because they're going to different worlds.
Literally.
Together.
Yeah. They're like, no, you are actually from the same world.
Yeah.
All of the other worlds, they're different worlds. Right. But you are from the same world.
But I get what they're saying.
Yeah. And so Quinn is like, the next time you have something like this to say,
I'll listen. Yeah, because
so they have their moment.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we cut back to the guy that was attacked in the sauna is now at the doctor.
Yes.
And they're like, he'll be all right. He just has a mild concussion. And I was like, a mild concussion? He got wormed in the mouth.
He got wormed. But they do figure out that he's got a worm in him.
Yeah.
Because they're like, because they were saying he'll be okay other than this whole
worm.
He's pregnant with a worm.
But we want the worm, so it's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it needs to be colder. to try and get it to climb out his mouth. So also, so the doctor is Don Lewis, who voices Captain Freeman on Star Trek Lower Decks. So it's one more way
Captain Freeman is the main character, right?
Mariner is the kind of main character.
I've only watched an episode. Yeah. And it was a long time ago.
Yeah, but spoiler alert for the first like two episodes, that's actually her mom.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
So anyways, Captain Freeman.
Yes.
And Wade are like, we need to freeze this symbiote out of Sonogai.
Yeah.
And then we'll be able to study it and you don't have to do the forced donor programs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're good.
Yeah.
So they start freezing the guy out.
Mm-hmm.
The Sonogai. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden the worm starts to come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Fucking disgusting.
Not my favorite thing.
They
have
they put like gack or something in there too.
Yeah.
So that when it starts to come out, there's just like all green this goop.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Didn't like that.
Yeah. So. And meanwhile, the organ donor doctor, she's like, the temperature's getting too low for him. He's not going to make it.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't make it or your friend doesn't make it and we're able to get one of these worms, it's all worth it because it's one person, but it's going to save all these other people. And Wade's like, what?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
It's very Wrath of Khan, where it's just like the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Right.
So,
but then
Wade absolutely disagrees with that, but I can see where the doctor's coming
from. Well, and the doctor's got like a whole thing. Like her brother was an organ donor that died and is like could have saved him. And
she wants to stop the forced donor program because it is awful.
Right. And Wade's like, oh, but what about the money? And she's like, yeah, I would get money too. That is also a motivator.
There's nothing that says science can't also be profitable.
Exactly. Yes. So Wade's like, this is disgusting and I hate it and I won't be a part of it.
Yeah.
And she goes to run off.
Yeah.
So the doctor's like, fuck you. You're an organ donor now.
Oh, look at you. You just made yourself an organ donor.
Yep.
You got some lungs that look real good.
Oh, you don't like the program? Guess what? You're part of the program.
Right. How about that? Yeah. So she calls and she's like, oh, she puts out like a donor APB on Wade. So they have to go and find her. And they catch up to her right as she finds Remy and Wade.
Yeah, Wade.
Yeah, yeah.
Wade runs off. She sees Remy. And she's like, Rembrandt, it's a setup. They're going to kill Maggie.
Yeah.
And then she's like swarmed by like 15 cops.
Yeah.
And Rembrandt's just like, oh shit.
Got the D all over her. She's surrounded by D's.
D squad came up and rallied on her.
Yes. And it reminded me of Hackers.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're just like, they're trashing our rights. Yeah. And he's like getting arrested or whatever as he's yelling. So,
yeah. It was very much like that. But there's too many cops. So all of a sudden we cut to Quinn. And he, like, runs up behind the doctor, Captain Freeman, and, like, puts her in a chokehold. Yep. He's like, I'll fucking kill you if you don't give my friend back.
I was like, oh, he's being aggressive with her.
And Rembrandt's like, you know what? I'm with him.
Yep.
Give us Wade or we'll fucking kill you. And you're like, whoa. That's intense, guys.
Yeah. And she said, if you bring me Maggie and I can get the symbiont out of her, then I'll give you Wade.
Yes.
So trade. Symbiont for Wade.
Always a trade.
Yeah.
So Q and Remy are like, how are we going to get her? What are we going to do? So they come up with a plan. And then Quinn goes, how long till we slide? And Remy goes, I don't know. I left the timer in the room.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking you did what?
Yeah.
Dude, how 45 episodes in.
Right.
Keep the damn timer on you. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So he has no idea. And so like, well, we'll have to go back and get it. So they go back to the hotel room to find the timer. And they're like, oh, and they also need one of the freezy guns.
Yes.
So Remy's walking down the street looking like a Ghostbuster with a freezy gun while they are going to the hotel. They walk in, get the timer, and he's like, we have 3 hours. And Wade is like, that is not enough time to canvass the city. So we're going to have to hope we find her soon. And lucky for them,
barely.
She's hanging out like a spider in the corner of the room. She's up in the corner. Remy walks out. Door closes. All of a sudden, she's there. So I'm like, "Well, shit."
She's like a phantom.
Yeah.
Just a vampire up in the corner.
Yes. Yeah.
They also have one more talk about oppression right before that.
Ah.
And I think that's the one where Q says, "Like, you know,
I'll listen." Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably like I probably have some white privilege or whatever. Mm-hmm. So next time I'll hear you out.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And so they have a nice fuzzy moment and then walk in and then.
Maggie's on the ceiling.
Maggie's on the ceiling. Oh, God. She's like that in the bathroom. You know how sometimes there's a spider that just hangs out in the corner of your shower and you're like, you just stay up there. I'll stay down here. That's kind of the situation, except Maggie does not hold her part of the bargain.
Yes. She jumps down and immediately tries to mouthworm.
Yes.
Q.
Yes.
And he's like, ah, it's just like, oh, God, it's so fucking gross.
And I'm like, keep your mouth closed, dude.
He's screaming, it's headed. And it's like,
yeah,
this worm just aiming right for his mouth. It's so gross and phallic and weird.
Yep.
And I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
Now I got a new fetish. This is gross.
It's better not awaken anything in me. He needs to, you remember during COVID, there was a, when COVID was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
The roller coaster in Japan that was like, scream inside your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Don't open your mouth.
Yeah.
He needs to take that piece of advice and scream inside your heart. Yes.
Do that.
Don't open your mouth. That's how it gets in.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Remy hears
also, this worm just wants to be in every orifice. Dude. Yes. So gross.
Yeah. He's into a lot of things.
Yeah. This squid fucking icky.
Icky squid. So Remy hears the struggle and he freeze blasts the door, breaks the door open. Yep. Oh, and that was the other thing, is when she walks into the sauna, rewind way back, she walks in and breaks off the doorknob. That was my first thing where I'm just like, and he still hits on her. I'm like, bro. I'm like,
damn, this girl wants it bad.
I was like, why? Anyway, so.
She just broke off the doorknob? Oh, nice. Dude, I'm totally getting later.
She doesn't want any way
Nothing
out.
Nothing bad is going to happen after not. That.
Again, just the way that men versus women see the world. And I understand that men and women are not the only genders, but generically speaking, that just is one. If a guy walked into a room I was in, broke off the fucking doorknob, the last thing I'm going to do is hit on him.
Oh, come on.
Like,
I don't care if you're asexual. I don't care what gender you are. You could be non-binary. Mm-hmm. Someone walks into the sauna and breaks off the handle. It's party time.
You're like, it's on.
This person is down to fuck.
Yeah. So he busts in, also, you know, breaks the doorknob off. And then he sprays.
Hits her with a cold punch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she gets all cold punched.
Yeah.
And they take her to the doctor.
And Quinn's like, we got the timer.
Mm-hmm.
We got frozen Maggie.
Yep.
We'll just slide with a Maggie sickle.
Yeah.
And fix it on the next planet.
Yeah.
And Wade's like, fuck no, we're not doing that.
Right.
We're not taking this thing to another planet. Like, what if it thaws out in the slide? Or how do we know that we're going to be able to fix her on the next planet?
Yeah.
Like, no way.
At any point, of the three people that are there that aren't Maggie sickles at the moment, two of them, she's going to try and mate with them.
Yeah.
Like, it could get out at any point. And she's trying to be like,
And so, Wade's just got to watch. And that's why she's so mad.
She's like, no, I want to worm mouth you. This is bullshit.
Can't believe Maggie got the worm mouth.
Damn it.
Every time.
So Wade's just like, no, actually, we voted and we don't want to take her. And so Remy's just like,
Because Quinn's like, oh, really, Remy?
Mm-hmm.
Remy's like, sorry. It's gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
It tried to mouth fuck me too. It's gross.
That's cool that you're into it. No kink shaming. However, I was not into it.
Real ick.
Yes. Yeah.
And Wade's still just jealous. She's like, oh, you got a thing for her, don't you?
Right. Because no, Quinn says, like, Quinn vetoes them.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care what you voted. We're not leaving without her.
Right.
Oh, you got a thing for her?
Right.
You fucking know that. You've known that for four planets. Don't start now.
This isn't a new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the whole reason we brought her along, Wade. Stop it.
He's like, Wade, look at her. She's like a hotter version of you. So.
Oh, I want that to be a line of the show so bad.
It won't. Maybe the reboot. Gertie reboot.
Wade, look at her. She's like a hotter version of you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So anyway, so they have the body temperature dropping, trying to get the thing out of her. And it's not. And they're like, we're going to run out of time.
Yeah, and Q's like, don't lower the temperature anymore. You're going to hurt her. And they're like, well, it being inside of her is going to hurt her too. And so they're like, he's arguing with them about the varying degrees of temperature versus time. Meanwhile, the timer's like, we got a minute left.
Yeah. And she opens her eyes at one point when they're arguing. She's just like, does the I'm pretending to sleep thing? And I was like, guys, she's not asleep. Like, she's real, real cold, but she's not asleep.
And then the doctor's like, look, we're getting this thing out of her one way or another. Mm-hmm. I don't care if she dies. And Quinn's like, that's not happening. And she goes, well, guess what? I can make you all organ donors right now.
Right.
So shut
up. If I hit this button right here, this is my organ donor button.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Q goes, oh, fine. I'll do it. And they go, do what?
I'm going to fog her up like a mirror.
I'm gonna fuck that symbiote.
No, fog.
Oh, fog. Fog.
Because he does the stupidest thing, his idea.
Yeah. He blows the hot air mouth on her.
He's like,
he starts whispering sweet and thinking, come be with me.
Yeah. I was just like, I just wrote down in all caps, ridiculous. Like, this is absolutely ridiculous. But
he's seducing the worm.
Yeah.
By the jellyfish. Come be with me.
Right.
It's so warm in my body.
Right. You want to be inside me.
Yeah. You can put your goo in my mouth.
These are all Valentine's cards. Valentine's Day is coming up. These should be made into Valentine's cards. But it starts to work.
Yeah.
And it starts to come out of the mouth. And right when it's like halfway out, Remy's like, we have 1 minute until we slide.
Yeah, that's 1 minute. Yeah.
Yeah. And he goes, live in me.
Yeah. He's like, he was really tempting that worm. He was doing he was doing the hand to the mouth thing. He was like, to the worm. Like, you want it?
The worm's like, I don't not want it.
No shit.
Yeah.
I like the haircut. All right.
And as soon as it gets out far enough, he grabs it with tongs.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that just the way? Is they get all like, oh, come be inside.
Be with me forever. I love you.
And then out come the tongs.
Yeah. And then they try to throw you in a tank.
Right.
Fucking asshole.
Because they need to put it. They're like, we need to put it in the aquarium.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
And then Q goes to throw it in the aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
Misses.
Yeah.
And the worm just like slithers off.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, what the fuck? That's a really bad thing.
Yeah,
that's
a really bad thing.
Oh no, let's get out of here.
But we got a slide, so.
They open up the slide thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right before the slide hole opens,
mm-hmm.
the doctor's like, the squid worm mm-hmm. went behind like a cabinet.
Yeah.
And the doctor's like reaches back there barehanded.
Yep.
Like trying to grab at it.
Yeah.
And grabs it barehanded.
Yeah.
But then it's so strong that it's overpowering her where it's like going towards her mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, ah, no.
Again, close your mouth.
Yeah. I feel like that would be easy.
You'd think.
But yeah, the doctor's like, oh no, it's coming from my mouth.
Yeah.
And the slide hole's open.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, look, we got Maggie. She's good now. The mm-hmm. worm's not in her.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And Quinn's like, I can't leave this doctor like this. That's not what mm-hmm. we do. And they're like, no, it's 100% what we have
right.
to do.
Yeah.
Like, she wanted the worm.
Mm-hmm.
She got the worm.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
they can figure it out.
Yeah.
And he's like, it'll kill this whole planet. It'll take over. And he's like, we got to go.
Yeah.
The sliders want to slide. Q doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's this moral dilemma. Q sides with Remy and Wade.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
They end up sliding.
They end up sliding.
Leave her there.
But a fucked up moral dilemma.
Yeah.
Why are we not getting more of those?
I know.
That feels like a perfect ending to so many episodes where you're like, oh, that's kind of a gray area.
Mm-hmm.
Like the gritty reboot
needs
a shit ton more of that. That was awesome.
Every episode is going to be something like that.
And then it's got to return in like season 4. Like you go back to that planet and they're all fucking worm people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Because you didn't wipe the coordinates off your timer, which is apparently a possibility that we didn't know existed.
Yep.
Yeah. So they slide. She gets up and she's Maggie-fied
She got fucking hot all of a sudden.
She went full sexy.
She's all that. Yeah. She like took off her glasses and let her hair down.
Right. And they're like, she was hot all along.
Oh my God.
And then
I'm going to ask that girl prom.
And then the porn star younger doctor guy comes in and he's like, doctor, I heard the commotion.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, I know how this ends. I've seen this video.
Like, hello, D Squad.
Right? And then the music starts playing, and all of a sudden it's Porn Planet.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm making a quick note.
Yeah. Because we were going to call it Squid Game.
No, I'm making note about. So, how'd you like the episode?
I did like the episode.
I loved it.
I thought it was really good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Especially compared to like Zombie Planet.
Yeah. Yeah. This was not as goofy other than Quinn trying to seduce the worm out of Maggie.
That was a hot.
That was
come inside me.
Yeah, I was watching this on my lunch break at work, and I'm just like cackling in the break room the entire time. I was like, what the hell is he doing?
So good.
Yeah.
Well, that was a fun episode.
It was your new favorite.
It's my new favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about it. Mm-hmm. It was fucking weird.
Yes.
And gross and kind of hot. And also funny. And yeah. Remy's the best character.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
I feel like you learned a lot about yourself during this episode. Yeah.
And I'm not going to watch Dune the same way again.
No.
I'm going to be like, damn, that's a big mouth worm.
Have you seen the popcorn bucket for the new Dune?
Yes. Did you know people are, it's like a thing?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
People are trying to fuck that bucket.
Yeah. I was just like, don't
let those people see sliders.
No.
I guarantee the people trying to fuck the Dune popcorn bucket have never seen this episode. Because right. If they did,
they'd be like, no.
I'm satisfied.
Right. I'm good. No, the worm goes in you. You don't go in the worm. Oh, that's different. Yeah.
I get confused all the time. yeah. But no, I love this. What do you want to see on the next episode?
I liked your idea of the universal picture crushing everything.
Oh, we were talking about. Yeah, the letters being real.
I was like, that sounds really interesting. So something like that where, you know, they take advertising too far and then accidentally Elon Musk the planet. Because if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be that guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want Porn Planet.
Porn Planet.
That was the note I was making.
Nice.
I want him to land. Uh-huh. And it's like, what's that? And in the distance, you just hear bow, dick, bow, bow, like all the loudspeakers throughout like a whole city.
The music. Because they slid onto the planet with the fire, remember? It was like the mating ritual planet. So they did. They just didn't have the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
And they didn't show it.
Maggie can be overly sexualized without having a worm inside of her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll
see.
Depends on what they call it. They can't, you know.
Yeah.
So, no, it was a good episode. I want to see, you know, advertising gone horribly wrong planet. That's maybe dope. Porn planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Anything else before we get out of here?
I don't think so.
Well, this has been fun. Fantastic to share with you as always, Ashley. Mm-hmm. I love this. Yes. And to the 2 to 88 people who listen to this, thank you for listening.
Yes.
We've had a blast. It's been fun going over this with you guys, and we will catch you
on the flip slide.
Bye.
Bye. I could take it all, love it big or small, make it hit the wall. I'm the throat goat. Suck my ex, no gag reflex. I just had to flex. I'm the throat goat. What's my name? What's my name? What's my name? I'm the throat goat. What's my name? Say it. What's my name? Say it. What's my name? Say it. I'm the throat goat.